something crazy happened recently? Yes, we know the world is a bit crazy at the moment, but the fact is that the Distinguished Gentleman's Drive took place right around the world on the very same day. Sounds fascinating, doesn't it? We're on a mission to find out what went down. Steve Wicks, admin at the Caboolture Regional Car Club, was the organiser of the Moreton Bay section of this worldwide event to raise awareness for men's health and of prostate cancer here in our region. Let's get to it. Hi, Steve. It seems very appropriate to be talking about the Distinguished Gentleman's Drive on the King's birthday, doesn't it?
Good morning, Debbie. Thanks for having me back. Yes, it certainly does, considering the King himself has had male-related medical issues recently.
You're right. Let's start at the beginning. We know it took place on Sunday, 28th September, but share with us what it was like to take part in Distinguished Gentleman's Drive in the city of Moreton.
Well, everyone puts in the effort to the best of their ability, from something as simple as wearing braces and a flat cap to a gentleman who wore plus fours, a tweed vest and a deerstalker cap along with a walking stick and pipe. The ladies, as always, dressed beautifully with classic-styled dresses and accessories. Cars range predominantly around the 60s, with classic Mercedes and Jaguars being joined by a beautiful VW Beetle and other marks including a mid-30s Oldsmobile. The quiz was extremely well received, with more than one driver bounding from their car to check in at the morning tea, stating it was the best quiz drive they had ever been on. Others saying they especially liked the fun trivia facts my wife included on the question sheets. As this drive was a quiz, it was ideal to have a driver and passenger take part. So it was a perfect opportunity for a couple, family or friends to enjoy a fabulous day out. After the two drive stagings, totaling 66 questions, prizes were awarded at lunch for highest donation sponsorship earner, the winner of the quiz and best dressed lady and gentleman. I would like to thank our sponsors for the donations of the prizes. ABM, Action Body Massage at Beachmere, Beachmere Butcheries, Frank and Ginger Hair Studios, Trish Springsteen Mentor and Coach, Starfish Scarborough, and Just Signs and Print Caboolture for the printing and, of course, the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce and 101.5 FM for getting our message out.
Sounds like a great day. Steve, let's face it, Aussies love to win. And looking at the leaderboard of 64 countries at the moment, we're in the lead with $75,991 raised with 352 drivers, ahead of England with $67,445 and 477 drivers. It's a bit like the Ashes, isn't it? Great effort, but let's keep it going. How can listeners still donate?
Yes, I'm sure those figures are going to change very much over the next week or so. Donations will still be received for the next week and can be made on the Drive Web portal, www.gentlemansdrive.com/sponsor, and browse for the country, Australia, and of course the Drive Caboolture, and either make a general donation or choose your favourite driver to add to their total.
Steve, we're all aware that men aren't necessarily fantastic at looking after their health. This was a really fun way to raise awareness of men's health and prostate health in particular, and supporting Movember. That was Steve Wicks, the Distinguished Gentleman's Drive organiser of the Distinguished Gentleman's Drive that was hosted by Caboolture Regional Car Club on Sunday the 28th of September. Thanks for joining us and keeping our community connected and informed. Listen again on 101.5fm.com.au.